Morning, folks. Hogan Chris here, and this is just a bit of a boo, as you can see from the boo art, about smoking weed, marijuana, ganj, grass, whatever you want to call it. And it's a particularly one point about this boo is that the time of day people are smoking. For a while, I've been taking the dog for a walk now in the morning, and or going to the shop to get some milk. And invariably, somebody will be smoking a joint in the street, in full view, with no self-consciousness about it. And I was in the shop this morning to get some milk, and before I went in, A lad was standing outside smoking. I didn't think anything of it. I mean, I'm as somebody who's trying to give up smoking regular cigarettes. I have no problem with people smoking. I have no problem with people doing whatever they want to do. This isn't a prejudice boo at all. But as he flicked his cigarette out and I walked into the shop behind him, the overpowering smell of marijuana, the sickly sweet smell of marijuana, assaulted me. And it was a haze around this lad. And the thing that surprised me was the time of day. 6:30, 6:45 in the morning. He was going to the shop to get some milk, and he bought some milk and some cigarettes. And it was the time of day. And the public use of it. No self-consciousness, nothing, just smoking a joint outside of a shop. And I've seen this happen a lot recently. I'm in a city now, of course, so that could have something to do with it. But that could sound a little bit, I don't know, cityist, whatever. Some kind of prejudice, but it isn't, because I was also living in a village a few years ago, and I remember walking to the bus in the morning to catch a bus to work, and every morning there was two people who I'd always see, always smoking a joint. So they were getting up, going to work, and having a joint before they went to work. Now, again, all I'm really booing about is the time of day it's happening, and the public use of it. There seems to be no boundaries on it. When I was younger, a joint was something people did in secret, or at a party, or, you know, you had a smoked a joint, you'd have a few pints, you maybe go to somebody's house, have a joint. I've done it myself in the past. I'm not saying that with any kind of bravado or any kind of shame or anything. Just a statement of fact. In my late teens, I was living down in Portsmouth. And I was working at a holiday camp, and everybody was drinking and smoking and all manner. And I tried a joint. And, yeah, it wasn't for me, I must admit. It just puts me to sleep. I don't see any real benefit for me personally. However, I do know that for a lot of people, there are some very pleasurable effects. And for some people, take it for medicinal purposes, of course. A friend of mine suffers from severe back pain and smokes a joint regularly to help relieve it. And he has two a day at set times, and to help relieve the pain. He can't get it prescribed. I'm pretty sure now you can get marijuana derivatives, drugs prescribed for certain ailments. So, you know, for medicinal purposes, fair enough. For recreational purposes, each to their own. But the time of day it was, and also the public use, to be standing in the street smoking a spliff with people walking by, families, children, that sort of thing, just seems very odd to me. Very odd. However, I'm now walking around a park, and it's a lovely clear morning, very cold, very brisk, and I'm just setting myself up for the day. So there's an observation. The early morning joint.